It's a kind of a completely new story. It's sort of it's the idea of Alice returning back to Underland 10 years on, you know, when she's a teenager, and going back in down the rabbit hole. I played the Mad Hatter, and what is he like? He's mad. He's I kind of think of the Mad Hatter. I mean, it always seemed to me like he was like a, you know, like a beating heart. You know, like a really like, as if his sort of heart flesh were on the outside. You know, like he were a. It seemed to me like he would be. It's like he's a. Like a mood ring in a sense, you know, impossible to hide anything, you know. So like his emotions are very, very, very close to the surface. First, I mean, once again, to be able to do anything with Tim, you know, anything that Tim wants me to do is a real honor. But to the combination of, you know, being able to play the Mad Hatter, and breathe life into that and kind of take what Lewis Carroll has done and what Tim's vision is and then throw your own stuff in there. It was, you know, it's just like the stuff dreams are made of, you know, dream come true. Mia's incredible. She's like this creature. She's like this wonderful little being from another planet. She really is otherworldly. She's very special, and she's not an obvious to me. She's not an obvious Alice at all. She's a real interesting choice for Alice, but at the same time, she's the only choice. Really, she's just perfect for it. Tim, simply. He's so unique and so special and such a brilliant filmmaker, such a brilliant kind of visionary, you know, and a real artist, which is, you know, right up next to impossible to be in, you know, within the sort of confines of, you know, motion pictures. But Tim manages to do it somehow. He's just, he's everything. I mean, for me, he's a great, great filmmaker, great director, valuable director, one of my best friends, you know, I mean, truly, like a brother.